Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A group of Republicans aren't happy with the debt limit deal between Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
The deal, which raises the debt ceiling through early 2025, cuts funding to the IRS, tightens restrictions for food stamps, and speeds up a controversial pipeline project running from West Virginia into Virginia. Yeah. That could be a red line for Virginia Democrat Jennifer McClellan.
If the pipeline stays in, do you vote no on the debt ceiling bill?
I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
It could go for a vote Wednesday night. An apartment building in Davenport, Iowa is on the brink of fully collapsing, and there may still be people inside. Our Adriana Diaz with the latest.
Engineers warn the debris pile is actually holding up the remaining structure, and a full collapse is a question of when, not if.
Be careful, because this building is going to collapse. This building is going to collapse at its own time.
The mayor was asked how any survivors may have been missed.
I don't know. Believe me, though, I want to know.
Officials are trying to decide whether to send rescuers inside to search or demolish the rest of the building before anyone else gets hurt. North Korea launched a spy satellite into space, but it failed. BBC correspondent Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
This is a big disappointment for the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He's been working on this spy satellite technology for a really long time now. It would essentially give him eyes in the sky over South Korea and the United States.
North Korea says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. LGBTQ activists are pushing some big companies to stand up for themselves.
Bud Light is still dealing with the fallout from its partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Target has faced backlash for Pride Month items it began selling and in some cases relocated their store displays.
We want to see them out in the forefront, standing up for their values.
Brian Bond is with PFLAG, an organization to advocate for LGBTQ people and their families.
No one wants to take a step backwards, but now is not the time to walk back. Now is when people want to see the conviction and values of our allies.
Nearly 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills have been introduced in state legislatures around the country this year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A private crew is back on Earth after a 9-day trip to the International Space Station. The SpaceX capsule carrying two Saudis and two Americans parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle just about an hour ago. Among those on board, the first Arab woman in space, a Tennessee businessman, and a retired NASA astronaut. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing. You know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the fourth to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on As Goes Wisconsin. And we have a very fun hour. Sometimes we bury the lead a little bit and it's not as fun. It's like still like a kind of a serious topic, but today only fun stuff. We are so excited to have our guests in studio. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you've heard of it. The Experience MKE podcast, co-founded by Adam Darris and Steve Glenn in the studio. And I actually just did their podcast 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes, yes.
And we had a really great, we basically talked about how neither of you liked to listen to the news.
Yeah, we did. Hey, we don't like the news. Do you know how hard it was to not interrupt you? I'm so used to interrupting Adam all the time.
Because you're used to being the host.
We are.
But now I'm the captain now.
I just listen.
I am the captain now.
So I'm so excited to have you guys here. So for people who are not familiar, what is the Experience MKE podcast?
Podcast about the people, places, and events that make Milwaukee amazing.
Pretty straightforward. And how long have you guys been doing it?
5 years.
5 years.
That's in podcasting world, like that's a pretty long time, because I've tried to think, like, when was the rise of podcasting was like 10-ish years ago?
It was.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then you guys jumped on it. So that would have been what?
2018. Yeah. Yeah, and it was, it's interesting because when I share with friends and family that, you know, hey, Steve, what are you up to? What are you doing these days? Oh, I have a podcast. They look at me really, oh, I guess it's not working out the way you had hoped it would, you know? And But we've kept at it and had a lot of success.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing that's interesting about podcasting or TikToking or like social media in general of just like the revolution of equipment being more affordable,
right?
Software being available, and so the barrier to entry to make stuff now is very low,
super low.
And what happens is your actual perseverance to keep doing it,
right?
Especially when there's not always money attached to it. And so, like, there's a lot of people who start a podcast who probably don't keep doing it for 5 years. And so, what has been kind of the motivation to keep going and the building the audience and all the stuff as far as like to do it for 5 years, like that's an accomplishment.
Thank you. Adam is my motivation.
Oh,
whoa, what?
Yeah.
Is Adam your why?
I've tried to quit a few times over those 5 years. And he keeps me kind of focused on keeping going. And plus, you know, when you talk about motivation, free beer. That's been our main motivation.
That's been Steve's main motivation.
Yeah.
I love listening to people talk about what they're passionate about.
Right.
So when we got into the pandemic and we were talking to lots of small businesses who are adapting to this new thing we had to adapt to, I was like, this is fascinating. How are you changing your entire business in the matter of weeks? Like, we found out on St. Patty's Day that pretty much everything was
going
to close down.
Going away, yeah.
And we were interviewing people that next month who were like, yep, we decided we were going to go with this thing and we're going to do this takeout. And we have people just walking stuff out to cars. We're just making it happen.
Gift certificates, merch, whatever we could do to help keep the lights on at those businesses. But really, when the real answer to your question is not only free beer.
Or Adam,
yeah. Who side hosted the side seat back.
Side seat
something
produced.
Hosted, yeah.
Yeah.
It's connecting Milwaukeeans to Milwaukee businesses. And it wasn't hey, let's just go sit in the basement and do a podcast. It with that mission, it's hard to not stick to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so for people who haven't listened to the podcast before, what types of people are you? Are you interviewing business owners? Are you interviewing personalities? Like, who do you guys try to hunt down? Obviously, I was just on it. That one hasn't come out yet, though, right?
It hasn't, no.
We have like 20 that haven't come
out
yet.
And that was a long hunt, Kristen. There was a lot of like, remember we were talking about, like, we met a couple of times, and I was like, God, why didn't I just tell her? We got to get on the podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. But and then we had to cancel multiple times.
Yeah.
But as far as what can people expect if they were to dabble and start listening to the podcast?
Yeah, so it's 80%, I would say, bars, restaurants, cafes, musicians, artists, all of those people that are the fabric, the businesses that are fabric of the city, along with a bit of what is it like to work in Milwaukee. And then we dig in a little bit each month on what does technology look like in the city and how does Milwaukee continue on its quest to be seen as more techie.
Because there's also, so there's experience, work, and tech, right?
Correct.
Those are kind of the three pillars of
the media empire.
The media empire. And so I guess it's interesting because why do you go so hard for Milwaukee?
Whoa, big question.
You can start. I think we both have our whys around that too.
But it's funny. It's funny being, I'm not sure there's another state that has as much animosity towards its biggest city. Mm-hmm. In the way Wisconsin does. Mm-hmm. And like for those of us who actually live here, I feel like we're very protective of it. We're critical of it. It's not that it doesn't have its issues.
For sure.
But like are very defensive and proud of Milwaukee. And yet this is a statewide show. So there's certainly people who have a narrative in their mind about the city, about Milwaukee.
Or an experience they had that maybe wasn't as positive.
Totally.
Right.
And so I guess as far as selling Milwaukee to people who aren't already in Milwaukee, I'll let either of you go first.
I can
jump
very
on.
Easily jump in quick. I even did a city guide tour for my day job at UKG where they said, hey, just tell us about your city and do a city guide. And I was like, guys, I do a podcast about this.
Maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first. So yeah, maybe you've heard of it.
I'll go first.
So I went and I had a number of people that were like, okay, all right. They had their hands up. They're like, fine, I'll come visit. And even some with not necessarily the best experience or the best thought.
Image.
Yeah, that's a good one. Best image of Milwaukee in mind, or Wisconsin in general, or the Midwest in general.
Or any of that, yeah. But we are, for sure, we are a Rainbows and Butterflies podcast.
Yes.
We talk about the positive stories, and we stick to that. And really, it's the city, for me personally, the city has given so much to me, starting from nothing, that it was a logical way to give back. That's what we do.
I love rainbows and butterflies.
Don't we all?
You got me right there.
And lollipops.
Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glenn. They are co-hosts of the Experience Milwaukee podcast.
And so, should we talk about the next phase?
The new stuff?
Of Experience MKE?
The today stuff?
Do you guys do Experience MKE or Experience Milwaukee?
We do it all. We do all EXP MKE. We do Experience MKE,
okay.
Experience
That's not
Milwaukee.
Confusing at all.
Not at all.
It's whatever people feel in their
this
hearts.
This is part of the rainbows.
Yeah.
This is part of the rainbows and the butterflies
yeah,
thing.
Like
what's
it?
You mean having seven names isn't confusing?
Want.
Yeah,
Kristen, honestly, if they know our podcast by anything, double thumbs
we're succeeding.
Up.
We're succeeding. Yeah.
Should we talk about the next phase?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. So this morning.
This morning.
literally, it was so fresh at the cafe that I work that it was being blocked by the like the website internet checkers of the world. Like,
the
is
firewall?
This a legit website? Right.
Oh,
it, like the 404.
Like when you the launch a site. Yeah. I guess when you launch a site, you've got to wait until it's checked out and like vetted by the internet, and then they publish it. But this morning we launched a new program called Text MKE. And you can go to textmke.com to sign up. It is all about connecting Milwaukeeans to business, to events, to places, to information.
So what does that actually look like? So it's textmke.com.
Yes.
And this is what I just went to the website. It is working now, in case you were worried.
Yes.
It has not crashed
yet.
Thank you,
Squarespace.
Get connected to everything you love. Subscribe to the free daily text about what's happening in and around your city. It's the easiest way to experience Milwaukee. So if I were to sign up for this, do I get a free text tomorrow?
You get a free text immediately. Welcoming you to the platform, to the community. And then we will keep up every day. We're trying to like not be overzealous and text everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be respectful.
You don't want to be like the retail emails.
Yeah.
As soon as you sign up for something, you're like, why did you email me 5 times a day? I'm not going to buy this sale.
You
like,
sent me your entire drip campaign in one go.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Why are you mad at us? Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to me?
So, what are the kind of texts that, like, is it already kind of, like, planned out as far as, like, what are the kind of texts? What are they going to say? Are they going to be funny? Are they going to be like, this is what's happening today. This is what's happening in a couple days. Here's a deal.
I hope
they're funny.
Yeah, as fingers crossed as we can possibly get, I really hope they're funny. Yeah. We're gonna try to introduce a little sass, a little...
Snark.
A little snark. Maybe some snark. Maybe just... We're going to try to be a little comedic about it because we don't want it to be...
Too serious.
Too serious. Yeah, we want it to be fun and enjoyable and look forward to a daily text from Milwaukee.
And we want people to feel so engaged that they respond back, that this isn't a one-way...
So is it one of you texting them back then?
Yep.
It's our whole team.
We sure are.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to respond.
I'll get a text back?
Yeah.
It's not absolutely. Just all automated?
No, for absolutely. Sure. This is all humans operating this whole system... behind the scenes. And so, but to your, like directly to your question, deals, events, cool things, hidden gems, stuff for that only the locals know, fun facts about the city. It just depends on our mood.
Depends on the day.
On the day.
So you have a very thorough content calendar. You're going to have to start planning
out.
Yikes.
Or we wake up in the morning and we figure it out.
We will never do that. I will not allow it. Because otherwise I'll have... massive anxious anxiety.
Anxiety.
Effects.
Yeah. Being like, we don't have tomorrow's text.
What are we doing
ready?
Tomorrow?
Here's a cool layer. I've already had some conversations with nonprofits who have events and other organizations who are interested in sponsoring some of those days, either for other businesses to publish their information on it or to own that day or that week or that month.
So this is. What I like about it is that it makes it much more the business side of it. Makes a lot of sense to me as far as instead of, you have to listen to an entire podcast to hear the advertising of, you know, the plug that we do halfway in the show or something like that versus the ability to have a very contained audience who's already like opted in to wants to know about what's going on in the city. And like, as I've said before, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break of like, there's always a lot happening in Milwaukee, but I've yet to find like the Bible.
Right.
Of it. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Our guests are Adam Darris and Steve Glynn of the Experience MKE podcast. And now, as of today, Text MKE. So we'll have them here still in studio when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you. weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 87. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Moving along the sky. Yes. It's a car moving along the highway. California with me. I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matanera, and we are talking to Adam Darris and Steve Glynn, co-hosts and founders of the Experience Milwaukee podcast. And as of today, text MKE. If you would like a daily free text about what's happening in and around the city, go to textmke.com to check that out. I'm very excited to sign up for this after the show.
Yes. I already signed you up. Don't worry.
Oh, great. Perfect. So I guess in the segment that we have left, I'll ask you guys, what are you currently experiencing in Milwaukee?
Right.
Steve, yeah. We'll start with you.
Yeah. So I was, sharing a little bit. I'm a sucker for Second Street right now. And that I see Second Street,
like water, Walker's Point,
stretching further near Bayview into First Street, like all of those business. It's a long, I hit all of those businesses like from morning to tonight every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you live on that street?
No,
not
you
even
just,
close.
You go to Second Street every day just to patronize the.
So second-ish, first-ish. Okay. It all runs in the same area for me. But I mean, I can name names.
Yeah, what are some of the places where you stop?
So my day usually starts at the Wantable Cafe.
Okay.
It's an excellent workspace, and usually around, I don't know, one or two on a non-Monday. If it's Monday, one or two or three, we're going to go to Black Sheep. Okay,
that was where I had my wedding dinner.
Oh, it's a beautiful
place. In the downstairs private room.
Yeah. If anyone got on the PA, that's mine. So
wow.
Yeah. And then, but if it's a non-Monday, usually about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I head over to Transfer Pizzeria. And then into the evening, it might be stop for a happy hour meeting at Bridgewater or New Barons.
Love New Barons.
Yeah.
And
Heidi and John.
Have mm-hmm. a drink. Yeah. And nice. A meeting, so.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of meetings.
I'm
Do you also wear a Bluetooth in your ear?
Yeah, I feel like those meetings are
you watch it
exaggerated quotes.
My wife could be listening to
like
this.
Like I'm having a meeting here. Yeah, I'm having a crab cake and a Manhattan at Bridgewater by myself. I was meeting with the crab cake.
You don't even know what a meeting is.
I do not.
What about you, Adam?
Right now, I still think I'm a sucker for the Deer District.
Okay.
Can't say it. Still love it.
Yeah. That's an awesome space.
I love Mecca. I love that whole outdoor, I call it the hallway. It's not a hallway. It's an alley.
Yeah.
With that giant TV. I might be obsessed with TVs.
That is specific, like, thoroughfare is whenever it's like a super nice day and whether it's a sporting event or something, like, especially if there's a Brewers game on and people just kind of like walk through. Stop for a little while, hang, get a beer, keep walking. That is really
there's just cool something about
like,
it.
There's like on a summer day, there's something very community like oriented about that little meeting spot.
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
And pro tip, if you like delicious fried chicken, Cream City Cluckery is in the Fiserv Forum. It's a ghost
kitchen.
Kitchen.
See, how does that compare to Gold Rush chicken?
What?
I don't think I've had either.
I don't think I've had Gold Rush chicken, to be honest.
I know, but I've had Cream City Cluckery. They love Gold Rush chicken.
They are both fantastic in their own ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a favorite?
No. Okay. I don't pick favorites on food.
It's very Switzerland.
Really? Yeah, that is very sponsory.
Frozen pizza, transfer pizza. That's
all this. And you just lumped them the same. Yeah. You just lumped them together. Right. Nice work.
What about you, Jane? What are you experiencing in Milwaukee these days?
I was at, where did I spend it? We were at Three Lions Pub.
Ooh.
Yes. In Sherwood yesterday.
Yes.
You watching some football?
No, we were just, I was meeting a girlfriend for some cocktails. Nice. Afternoon cocktails.
Great spot.
Yeah, it is. I love that place.
Yep.
Sounds like a meeting to me.
The bartenders are always hilarious and very chatty. It's one of those places where you can go and other patrons will actually talk to other patrons.
Love that.
Instead of being too cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, enveloped in their own conversations
in world.
Or something. Yeah. It's just you go there to be a part of a community. You do.
What is that? I always sit at the bar every place I go.
We're big at sitting on the bar and actually talking to the bartenders.
Yeah.
My husband and I.
The best.
We normally don't sit at an actual table.
And you know what I've heard from the like bartenders and mixologists? They love when like you're there, first of all, because they have someone that they have people to talk to as well. They said, this is where you get the best service.
Yeah. Sure is.
Oh, like, that's a good point.
They're like, I got nothing else to do but look at you and talk to you.
And converse.
It's slow, so I guess you're just stuck with me.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to have to entertain me.
The thing that I'm most looking forward to this summer is checking out all the different farmers markets.
Because
I won't be hungover on Saturdays and Sundays.
Speaking of, Kristen, speaking of favorites, what's your favorite farmers market?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I can tell you what mine
is.
Why? Have you not been?
South Shore.
I like stopped at them, but I haven't necessarily like invested time into comparing the different farmers markets. Like I've like walked by them because usually like we were there out of town on the weekends or like doing different stuff. Sleeping, hungover.
Yep, hungover.
And so that was like my goal for this summer is like to start checking off and trying to all the different farmers markets and like getting fresh food and stuff like that because I'm trying to, you know, eat healthy to grow this baby.
Right on.
And so what do you recommend?
South Shore.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're the second person to tell me that.
Love it.
I'm not saying I don't pick favorites, so I'm not saying, like, I love.
Again, we already know. Yeah, so, we've established.
Any farmer's market with churros, because Adam turns into a maniac.
I turn into the churro monster.
He will knock children down to get to the churros. Even if they, like, the tables have fallen, they've blown into the grass, he will go into the
fields. I bump into one family. To get a churro, and this guy won't let it go.
Never, 10 of them.
Never let it go.
Kids
all right.
Crying.
We got 1 minute left.
Yeah.
What? When is my episode coming out?
Monday, June 5th.
Monday, June 5th. Go check out the Experience MKE podcast.
Rock on.
You know, go listen to the backlog. Sign up for Text MKE at textmke.com. What else am I missing?
Get ready for a great, great Milwaukee summer.
Yep. Summerfest and all.
It's the best time.
Yes.
Do stuff every weekend. All right. Steve and Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
And thanks for announcing on my show. I feel really special. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Get yourself together.
Johnson to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A debt ceiling deal has been made. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us a vote could come Wednesday night.
There will be dozens of attempts to amend or change this compromise before it goes to a vote, but any changes could damage a fragile political coalition the president and the House Speaker are counting on to get it passed.
Five people remain unaccounted for after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed Sunday night. But the building's unstable and needs to be torn down. Fire Marshal Jim Morris.
We're going to reevaluate how safe we can be in order to get in there and not currently make the situation any worse.
North Korea says it'll try again after an unsuccessful launch of a spy satellite.
Despite global opposition, North Korea will conduct a second launch soon, according to state media, after verifying what caused its rocket to crash into the Yellow Sea.
That's reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lin.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the beautiful weather means bikes are out. Not that bikes aren't out. Some people who are really committed have bikes out all year long.
Yes.
But I saw tons of people out on their bike this weekend while I was doing yard work. And it motivated me to get my bike out, which is good timing because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And here to talk about Wisconsin Bike Week and Wisconsin Bike Fed is Assistant Director of Wisconsin Bike Fed, Jake Newborn. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. So for people who are unfamiliar, what is Wisconsin Bike Fed?
Yeah, we are a statewide nonprofit advocacy and education organization working to make Wisconsin the best state in the country for cycling.
That is a very concise. Is that with our winters, will we ever be the best place for cycling?
That depends on what kind of cycling you do. You know, there's fat biking and all sorts of, you know, mountain biking and options you can still do in the winter for sure.
Oh, okay. I guess fat biking. Oh, I think they do that. Don't they do a big fat bike race up in Hayward and the same route that they do the Birkenbeiner?
Yep, there's one up there. We just had the Fat Bike World Championships west of Madison, I think, the past 2 years too. So plenty of ways to get out and enjoy the winter weather on a bike.
Are you a big fat biker?
Personally, no.
But is it harder?
I can't do it all. There's only so much myself can do.
Is riding a fat bike harder or like very different than riding a normal bike?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Okay.
You know, you're riding on sand or snow or that, you know, loose dirt. So it's different. But it's like riding a bike, you know, once you get going.
Isn't it calling it fat somewhat harsh?
Are you standing up for the bikes?
I'm just saying. The fat
shaming.
Bike, it's like, geez.
We could come up with a more inclusive term. I'm open to concepts.
Thick. Thick with three C's. So I guess, what are the different activities when we're talking about Wisconsin Bike Fed? There's stuff for education, there's programs, there's advocacy, there's legislation. So what are kind of the different pillars of the organization, if you can give some examples?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, probably our biggest is programming and education. We've got staff in all over the state, Milwaukee area, Appleton, Dane County, doing education, a lot of work with kids, taking them on bike rides, teaching them how to ride, taking them to parks and the lake and stuff like that for the first time. We've got a mobile bike repair program where we're training and employing high school kids to fix bikes, and then we'll take them out in the summer and give them summer jobs fixing bikes for free out in the community. We do have a cycling without age program, which is focused on training people to be volunteers to ride what's called a tri-shaw. And that's where for people who are, you know, older or their abilities aren't there to be able to ride a bike themselves, but still feel the wind through their hair and get out and talk with someone and see nature and stuff like that. So really, you know, programs for people from 8 to 80 is what we really focus on.
And then when you talk about like legislation, we talk a lot about politics and laws and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So what are the kind of legislation when it comes to bikes that you guys have worked on?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about on your show, it's tough to pass legislation lately. Our government has been split and no one wants to agree on a lot of things. But we like to kind of use the term bike partisan, you know, biking
like that.
Is for everybody. And, you know, so over the years, we have had some successes over the years. We were able to initially get the Complete Streets Law passed, which was then taken out in 2011 by former Governor Walker. But we're working right now to get that kind of put back in. We were pretty big part of getting e-bikes allowed in Wisconsin and categorized and classified and legalized. We've worked on getting the anti-dooring, I guess you'd call it, where if you park your car, you swing your door open and it's in the way of a cyclist, you can be held accountable for that. So, you know, we've been successful on some of those. Right now, the big stuff we're working on is the state budget issues. And so that's kind of just ongoing. The governor did put some funding and some programming aspects in there. As of right now, some have been pulled out. Some are still in. We're still, you know, that's all still kind of a moving situation right now.
Yes. Many parts of the budget are still a moving situation. And so for the current stuff, though, I guess we've kind of talked about this before. What is the safest way to design bike lanes? Because as someone who has biked, I was a big city bike user when I lived in New York City, which worked well, but was also, you know.
It must have been scary.
There was times where it was like, oh, things could go wrong quickly. And so what is kind of the latest, if you could you know, magic wand the streets, is it having an actual barrier, like having the instead of the cars parallel parked next to the curb, they're out, and then so the bike lane itself is protected by the parked cars? Or what is kind of the latest research on like the safest way to have bike lanes?
Yeah, the protected, the physically separated bike lanes are showing to be, you know, the most safest, and getting the most people out and riding. You know, if a mom and a child don't feel comfortable riding on that road with a painted bike lane because of heavy traffic, or unfortunately what people are calling the Milwaukee slide, the passing on the right, you know, that can be very scary and that can stop you. Whereas if you're a, you know, older guy like me who's ridden a ton and you can feel confident out there and feel a little safer, you know, that's okay. But it's what we are really trying to advocate for is, you know, facilities that are for all ages and abilities. So you can get out and ride with your kids. You can get ride with your grandparents. And in general, protected facilities are going to be the best for that and most accommodating.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Newborn, who is the assistant director over at Wisconsin Bike Fed, which is having a very big week coming up because next week is Wisconsin Bike Week. And so what are some of the activities that are going on? Because we technically, I think we got introduced because we had seen that May was National Bike Month, but the weather doesn't always, you know, cooperate in Wisconsin in May. And so you said that Wisconsin has their bike week in June when it's a little more predictable, right?
Yeah, the people in Washington, the national organizations like to set those national dates and without thinking about some of us here in the northern climate. And so, you know, a few years ago, we kind of made the move really again to accommodate anyone who wants to get out and try it. We didn't want it to be just for the most tough cyclists who are willing to ride in rain and cold. And it looks like I'm not a weather person, but man, it's looking nice for the next week or so. So plenty of opportunities. And we've got, there's events that we're helping to host with partners all across the state, from Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Kenosha, Beloit. So anywhere across the state, there's going to be lots of great events going on. And you can check that out on our website. We've got a great calendar that you can sort by city, date, type of event to try and find something that's right for you.
Jake, I'm curious about the program you have where you teach high school kids how to fix bicycles and then send them out to do free bike repairs. Are bikes still pretty much the same, or are they much more complicated now? Is it harder now to fix things like it is with a car?
There have been some changes. Some bikes are disc brakes are becoming more common. E-bikes are becoming more common. And those are challenging to keep, I think, for any bike shop to keep up with, you know, training new people. But that's just part of, I think, you know, our world. You know, technology advances, and how can we prepare and train people for those next advancements, for sure.
It's funny because I saw on one of the events for Bike Week next week is at Old World, Wisconsin, which is near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And all I can imagine now, have you been to Old World, Wisconsin, Jake?
It's been a while for me. My daughter just went on a school trip, though, this spring.
Did she get on the big bicycle, like the bicycles when they used to be like the massive front wheel that was like as tall as a person? Yeah. And so
she's the one at the museum, too.
Yes, exactly. And so now I'm just thinking of adding an event to Wisconsin Bike Week at Old World, Wisconsin, where you race those old bikes. Those things were dangerous, though.
It's a whole nother, again, it's like the fat bikes. It's a whole nother type of bike to know how to ride.
Well, you were way far off the ground on those things.
Yeah.
That was a long fall.
A lot farther to fall.
Yeah. So I guess as far as people trying to find more events or get involved for anything going on next week, where would you direct them to?
We've got a website. It's on wisconsinbikefed.org. I'll pop that in your link here so you can share that with your folks.
Perfect.
And it's under the under the events tab there, and it's a Wisconsin Bike Week. And you'll be able to sort that. We've got things like commuter stations. If you are riding, want to get a coffee or a donut or something for free, there's places giving out that. There's a Pride Ride because we've got Pride Fest going on too, so in Milwaukee and Madison. Definitely both have you know, super fun pride rides to the parades and things like that. There's Learn to Rides. There's Youth Bike Rodeo in Grafton on June 10th. There's June 2nd. Well, in Bayview here, my neighborhood, we'll have the part of the Bayview Gallery Night, kind of scavenger hunt by bike with art themed stops. There's, you know, rides for women, rides for older people. There's an e-bike ride. Like really there's kind of any kind of biking that you might be interested or finding more about. I'd encourage people to go to that website, poke around, see if there's something that you, you know, can go. And our theme this year is kind of chain reactions. You know, hoping that a week of action will lead to a lifetime of inspiration. And so, you know, again, the weather is going to be great. There's going to be kind of something for everyone all across the state. Too many for us to cover in our limited time on the show here. You know, I could probably spend just, you know, a 3-hour segment just talking about all the events. But there's going to be rides with the mayor of Madison, mayor of Milwaukee, mayor of West Dallas. So always real important to, you know, just in general, let your local elected officials know that you support biking, you want better infrastructure, because they're the ones who are going to make a lot of those decisions. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, Dark Brandon can't come in here and drop a protected bike lane down in your backyard, but the mayor might have more say in that. So always encourage people to do that.
Absolutely. And so you've been with Wisconsin Bike Fed for 16 years?
16 years. Wow. I started as kind of one of those mechanics just out of college, you know, learning to help fix up bikes and kind of volunteering, and then got a job, part-time job, and then took on more opportunities with our youth education programs. And I guess when you don't leave, they just keep giving you more stuff to do.
Well, I guess we'll promote them to this. It's good, yeah, Jane.
I just wanted to ask, bikes are available in all different price ranges too, right, Jake? Because for some people, it's certainly going to be cost prohibitive. And I just think it's so important for kids to learn how to ride a bike, because that is the first taste of transportational freedom that you ever have. I can remember it like it was yesterday, being able to ride my bike during the summer and go across town. And it's just so incredibly freeing. And for some people, it just might be cost prohibitive.
Yeah. And there are a lot of bike giveaways that we participate in. Southside Bike Days is coming up in June as well. And we give away bikes to some of our MPS students. Free Bikes for Kids in Madison gives away bikes. So, you know, if you are, you know, a person who's in kind of in that need of that situation, you can find that information too on our website. But they do range, you know, from $200, $300 to $2,000. And I would just suggest going to your local bike shop, seeing what they have, being open and honest and talking with the people there, and any local bike shop in the state. I know many of the workers across the state, they're great people. They'll want to get you on something that you will ride, right? And that you will get on and ride, and they're all more than happy to get you riding.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jake Newborn, thanks so much for spending time with us. I hope you have a great Wisconsin Bike Week. Maybe I'll see you out there. And right. Welcome back. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will wrap up today's show, and I will let you know how my my adventure in yard work went over the weekend. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. All I want to do is bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. Come on. Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation.
That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 60 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 87. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 63, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM,
WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we have made it to the end of Tuesday's show. We only have three more shows at 3 hours.
I know. We're wild. We're moving on Monday.
Moving on Monday. Do you think you're going to wake? Do you have to wake up an hour earlier?
I will probably get up a little bit earlier.
I think I can. I've been popping awake at like 5:45.
Seriously?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, then I go to sleep at like 9. But but yeah, this morning I woke up at like, without an alarm.
Wow.
At like 5:35, 5:40.
I haven't popped awake naturally in decades.
I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's because I'm not imbibing at all in the evening or what it is, but I wake up, I feel pretty good, and I start the day to start working on the outline for the day. And so I feel like I can still do that within, I don't think I have to wake up any earlier to get the show ready by 10, largely because we do have one less hour that we have to prep
for. Right. So yeah, again, and the whole Civic Media lineup is going to be some little tweaks here and there as of Monday, but Earl Ingram will be going to 2 hours,
yep, his
show, and then we will automatically follow him from 10 to noon, and then there will be some news, and we're going to have, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so as far as, there's going to be slight changes depending on the market, but overall, 6 to 8 will be Pat Kreitlow, and then 8 to 10 will be Earl Ingram, then we'll be on 10 to 12, then 12 to 1, there will be news. 1 to 3, we got Todd Alba. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn. 4 to 6, Devil's Advocate.
There you go.
And then,
oh yes,
Miss Maggie Dawn.
Yes.
If you have not heard Maggie's, we've actually not had Maggie on as a guest yet, but she's our first Civic Media host. So one of the new things we're going to do in the new lineup from the 10 to 12 lineup is on Fridays at 10:30. We're going to have rotating Civic Media, other Civic Media hosts come on and kind of recap the week with us. Maybe we'll do a little good, bad, and the ugly, or, you know, some of the, we'll do the headline quiz with them. So now you'll have some competition to see who you can beat. But, you know, introduce some of the other Civic Media hosts to you every Friday. And Miss Maggie Dawn will be our first guest next. So that'll be June 9th. So she'll be our first Civic Media host to come join us for a little news recap on 10:30 on June 9th, because her show from 6 to 7, Monday through Thursday, starts next week or starts today?
We will clarify.
But she is...
She's wonderful.
Wonderful. And we are so happy to have another woman on the air.
And I got to tell you, and we were talking about this earlier about people's who have the capacity to hold all kinds of institutional knowledge and just pick it out of their brains. Just like Maggie is one of those people.
And I think it must be a lawyer thing, because Jim Santel is like that.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn is like that.
Yeah.
So some of these guys who have like the memory, a steel trap memory to be able to be like, oh, this case in this time or this piece of history, and you know, Reagan did this, this, and this, and it's like, how do you just like rattle that off with no problem?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Some just incredible institutional knowledge, and she's funny. And she's brilliant, and I just couldn't think of a better addition.
Yeah, we're really lucky to. So if you have a later commute home,
you listen,
mark
Maggie.
Your calendars to be able to listen to Maggie from 6 to 7, or just listen to her podcast, as you can always do with us.
Exactly.
Listen to us as a podcast. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, or wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, the like. So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was really nice. My husband and I did take out his fancy new electric vehicle.
Did you not break it?
I did not break it.
Great.
I did not drive it with all of the remarkable things that you can put on. So it breaks for you. I mean, it's really kind of...
Because what kind of car is it?
What's... It is a Kia EV.
Is it easy to steal?
No. No, actually, it's not.
No, I know.
It's dead. It is dead, dead, dead. If you don't have the fob, you're not getting anything.
Okay. So but did it mostly just feel like a car while you were driving it?
The one thing I noticed is that the response time is almost instantaneous. So from the time you put your foot on the gas, your foot on the accelerator in this instance, not the gas, it responds immediately.
Okay.
Whereas with a gas-powered engine, there's just a little bit of a lag, you know?
Is it the same thing with the brakes? Like, do you stop quickly?
It's very responsive.
All right.
But now my husband likes to drive it with, again, these fancy features where it senses how far away you are from the car in front of you, and if you take your foot off the brake, it will start slowing down automatically and then stop you before you get there. And I said, that's all well and good until the one time it doesn't work. I am having a really hard time relying on these things to do what they are designed to do, because it just seems too soon.
The robots are here, Jane.
I know. I know, and I'm not ready. I'm not
brain
ready.
Ships, driving brain ships, cars.
Alexa in your house.
Yeah.
It's making me crazy.
So she's listening to you.
I know, and spying. Who knows what she's doing with that information. But it's pretty cool.
Good.
It's pretty cool.
And you managed not to break it. Congratulations.
I did not. So we drove around in some empty parking lots in Brookfield, and then I drove us home.
Great.
Yeah. And it was good. It was fine. I would still never put any of that extra. I'm not trusting you to break.
How old's your car?
It's a 2012.
Whose car is older? Yours or Greg's box?
Oh, I don't know.
I think his car is about... He's told me he has 200,000 miles on his car.
I'm not at 100,000 miles yet.
How did you not... Really?
Nope. I'm at like 98,000 miles.
Wow.
I know.
Efficient.
Let's just hope the doors will stay on for a couple more years. And then maybe by that time I can trust that the thing will break when it's supposed to.
All right. Well, at the Bryce Sampson household, we now have the... one of the most beautiful yards in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Debbie Bry.
Actually, no, I mean, quite literally, because so many people were out. It was so nice out all weekend. The amount of compliments we got on our yard already, of people just walking by. And, you know, they saw us out there working, but one, it just makes me feel even more so how friendly and awesome my neighborhood is.
Cool.
But so many people saying how good it looked. But what the thing I'm most excited about is one, I learned the magic of mulch.
Mulch is good.
And how mulch makes everything look better.
Yes.
And second, we got our free little library up.
Yay!
And so now we look like a very welcoming, well-read house, and our neighbors already put some books in there.
Very cool.
And so, yeah, so it was a very successful homeownership weekend. And now I think I have the bug to report back.
We can do gardening.
We took my mother to Kellner's, which is a River West gem.
I know exactly where it is.
Greenhouse. She was just in heaven. And I came back and I was like, ooh, they might take a lot of my money over the summer, because there's a lot of stuff here I now want. So I've caught the bug. I've caught the yard work gardening bug. I don't know how good I am at it, but I like it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Greg Bach will be here. Have a great day. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is...